Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday worship. You may have a seat. We'll have our announcements. Oh. What shall we do, Lewis? Oh, here he comes. We're waiting for Dave.
Sorry, Dave. We didn't mean to wake you up. It's an early start.
We actually just started on time today. It's shocking to everybody.
There's food today, Rachel. We got a full house. We got food. All right, we're going to do the announcements today. Let's get them ready here. All right, so here we go. December 24th. We can all say Merry Christmas now. But nobody's saying Merry Christmas. So Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, Dave.
So I said 4th. It says December 4th, not 24th. All right, so if you'd like to give today, remember we love it when you do. There's an offering box. You can put your tithes in. And another way is using the e-transfers, church's email address, all one word, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Nursery, ARC, and ARC Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. The Sunday schools for ages 4 to grade 5 in nursery, infants up to 3 years old. Now, more teachers are still needed for the Sunday school, so please sign up on the schedule at the Welcome Center. Youth group this week is Wednesday from 7 till 8:30 here at the church. After the service today, we'll be celebrating with a Christmas lunch. There'll be lots of food, so we encourage you to stay and visit. I kind of asked Lewis if he would make his preaching a little shorter so we could get to the food earlier. So we're coming into the flu season, so remember when we have our greeting time, some of us just want to wave. We don't want to be touching hands yet. So lastly, we encourage you to check your church mailboxes through the month of December so they don't get piled up and they start falling out on the floor. All right, that's it for our announcements.
The candle of peace. As we continue with our celebration of Advent this morning, the word Advent itself comes from the Latin word Adventus, meaning arrival. So we prepare for the arrival of Christ. One of the hallmarks of the Christmas story is when angels appear to the shepherds and proclaim peace on earth. This is recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." Jesus brought about peace in the most unexpected ways when he arrived. The Jews, particularly the Zealots, wanted a rebellion. They wanted their Savior to overturn the oppressive rule of the Romans and bring about peace in a violent way. Instead, he gives us inner peace. Because of his work on the cross, we have a chance to receive salvation and be indwelled by the Holy Spirit. This grants us an inner peace. In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Not only do we have the peace that comes from our assurance of salvation, but we also have the peace of mind knowing God will heal this broken world and will come again. We also can have peace with others. We put aside our differences, especially with other believers, because we belong to the same family. We have the same purpose, to let others know about the peace of Christ. The peace of God allows us to look at others through heaven's eyes and help guide the world to see God's here and not yet here kingdom. My son Zeke will now light the candle of peace. Let us now pray. That first Christmas, when you sent your son, you sent the one who is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Even the angels cried out, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." The angels knew your purpose. They know the gifts of hope, peace, joy, and love that Christmas held. They recognized that the fullness of God was wrapped in the tiny flesh of an infant as you humbled yourself and dwelt among us. Emmanuel, God with us as the baby Jesus. We are able to have the fullness of peace in our hearts on Christmas Day and every day because that same Jesus sits at your right hand in heaven and makes intercession for us. Not only that, but he paid our sin debt. He loves us with a love that is unfathomable. Nothing can separate us from his love. He is good, and his plans for us are good. Amen.
Would you please stand and we'll just worship together with song?
The day is brighter here with you than the night. My eyes are small, but they have seen the beauty.
God with us, oh God with us, you are God with us. Look forward to the coming reign of the Prince in peace in his fullness, and in this interim, we let him be the King of Peace in our hearts, and that's so awesome. Yeah. Feel free to greet each other as you're all comfortable, and kids, you are shoo-shoo off to Sunday school.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. So yesterday, Carrie said to me, maybe see if, I'm a little loud, see if you can grab a shirt to see if it can be ironed. And I thought, this is not going to be a problem. You may not hear this enough, but Carrie and I want to say that we love you. We believe in you. We care what's happening in your lives. And we pray for you. God with us, Emmanuel. This morning, we'll be using Jude to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, Jude writes a prayer of praise in verse 24 and 25. Now, glory to God who is able to keep you from falling away and will bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault. All glory to him who alone is God, our Savior through Jesus Christ our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are his before all time and in the present and beyond all time. We want to echo these words of praise this morning in the quiet of our hearts to keep the God who keeps us close to the God who's all-powerful and beyond space and time. Confession, Jude 17, 19. But you, my dear friends, must remember what the apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ said. They told you in the last times there'd be scoffers whose purpose is in life is to satisfy their ungodly desires. These people are the ones who are creating division among you. They follow their natural instincts because they do not have God's Spirit in them. Are we being led astray by the ways of the world that are looking for pleasure in every evil way possible? Let us confess the times this week that we followed our natural instincts of our old selves instead of following our new way in Christ. Thanksgiving, verse 1 and 2 in Jude. I'm writing to all who have been called by God the Father, who loves you and keeps you safe in the care of Jesus Christ. May God give you more and more mercy, peace, and love. As people loved and kept safe by God, let us be thanked for the many ways that we've experienced his mercy and peace in this last week. Supplication. Later on in Jude, verse 20, 21, it says, dear friends, must build each other up in your most holy faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit and wait for mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will bring you eternal life. In this way, you will keep yourself safe in God's love. This morning, in the power of the Holy Spirit, bring your request before God. Are you in need of mercy this week? Is it someone else that needs you to build them up in prayer this morning? Let us bring our request before him and then wait expectantly for his mercy. We pray for Ray and Rowena and their family, for Brian and Rita, for Matthew, Victoria, and Tammy, for Evelyn and Leona, for Will and Martha's family, Jill and Cynthia, for Ernie and Darlene, for Gloria and Jerry, for Marcia and Neville, Michelle, for Roman and Lori, for Brad and Terry Lynn's family, for some of the places around the world, Turkmenistan, Timor-Leste, the United Kingdom, for Senegal, for the United States and Canada, God, we pray for healing in our land and peace. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that are heavy on our hearts, that are beyond us, they're not beyond you, our good and great God. Come and meet us like only you can. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing one more song.
Let the King of my heart be the mountain where I ride, the fountain I drink from, oh, he is my song. Let the King